You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yes, no.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Right, seriously, yes. Guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
What's extraordinary about today is...
Person who has grapheme color synesthesia, the twos would pop out a lot quicker than they did for you because they're associated with different colors. Something that both of us have always wanted to do. Waiting so long. Waiting so long. Waiting so long.
What's happening?
San Diego,
kicking it large.
Living large.
What are you doing out there?
Filming. I got 3 time lapses going. Filming tomorrow. And I got stuff going on, man.
I know you do. So no scrap. You never even asked him to come down.
Well, I just know what it's going to turn into. He's going to cost me money. It's just going to cost me money.
It's true. I talked to him. The one thing he said was, do you think he'll hook me up with a hotel?
No, I know. He's going to want to stay. I should just kick him to the curb.
Yeah, he's gone.
Make him sleep at the bus station.
Make him sleep at the fishes. Oh, man. So,
are we live? We're live
right now. We're hitting it big. Dave and Giggles here with you. Giggles is all the way across the country in San Diego, possibly one of the furthest places away from me.
We're bi-coastal. This is our first bi-coastal show.
Yeah. So what are you loving about San Diego? I've never been. Tell me about San Diego.
You've never been. The weather's nice.
Obviously.
There's a lot of trees, a lot of beaches.
Yeah.
It's a little hazy today. But, you know, everybody, you know, we said we have we call it the Cali jar. I said, you can't say Cali. Every time you say Cali, you got to put a dollar in the jar.
Well, why?
But nobody said it.
Why?
Nobody said it yet.
Why is that? You just wanted to pick a word?
Well, I just wanted to pick a word that we can't say. I'm very tempted to want to say Cali.
You've said it three times so far. So are you putting that in the jar?
I put like $4. I need to put $4 in the Cali jar.
Shit. So you got Graham with you.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing in the downtime?
Well, right now we're doing the time lapses. We got a balcony, so I requested a balcony room with the city view. So a little bit extra. We'll see. Hopefully the expense account will cover it. And then we're meeting this lady who's kind of our point person for a drink tonight to kind of go over the schedule for tomorrow and Tuesday and, you know, making moves.
What do you got on the docket? Give me a rundown. What's going on?
I think we're filming at the some like energy operations center, you know, kind of like there's going to be this big old, you know, they got the smart grid, you know, San Diego. All right. So here's what I'm filming.
All right.
San Diego is leading the way in the country for like smart city initiatives, you know, smart mm-hmm. street lamps, bike lanes, solar panel, you know, the whole works.
The whole works.
They want to reduce their carbon emissions by like 30 or 50% by 2030.
Damn.
The big goal.
Yeah.
So my goal is to film some of these, you know, some of these initiatives that they got going on, and kind of inspire other cities to do the same. So,
you're gonna bring this back to Colorado?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, the idea is to knock it out of the park with this video.
Yeah.
For this one, and then they're hopefully gonna fly me around the country next year.
Who's they? Who's flying you around the country?
My client.
Your client. Damn, look at you. Yeah. See, this is what you need to do. This is where you need to do. You need to get this video going. You need to get everything moving. You come back to Colorado and you use this as a platform to run for office in Colorado and say, these are the changes that I'm going to make in Colorado.
It's true.
Or go to the governor now in Colorado or the mayor and be like, hey, this is what I want to do for you. You want to make these changes, I'll help you.
Colorado's kind of, you know, except for the oil and gas, is kind of leading the way as well as far as, you know, carbon emissions and stuff like that, you know.
Right.
We're big green. Big green state here with the solar panels and the, the EV buses and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
We're doing our part, but it's not enough because I read this article that says, like, what if there's nothing we can do? And the world is basically doomed because of climate change and what we've done to it. You know, what are we going to do?
Yeah, we're screwed. We screwed the whole goddamn thing up.
I know. I was thinking about it too because I was like, we bought two plane tickets to come out here, and we got a rental car and all this stuff. We are emitting carbon to come out here to do a video about
carbon emission. Yeah,
carbon footprint.
So. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about planes is that you're real. That's a big carbon emission. That's a big footprint.
It's true, but here's the other thing, though. The plane was going to go whether I was on it or not.
That's true, but I mean that's been the thing. That's been the argument the whole time. Like, well, the chicken would have been dead regardless if I ate it or not. You know, but you're continuing along you're putting money into the whole system, which helps it continue on. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just took a flight back. I just took a flight to Scotland and back from London, which is way worse than going from Colorado to L.A.
Oh, yeah. You emitted a lot.
I mean, travel is a tough cost, but a cost I'm willing to make.
But you feel better. Makes the man.
Travel makes a man. Travel helps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You get it. Mm-hmm. Your mom gets it. She's up in Vermont right now.
Oh, I know. She's going to send me some Heady Topper.
That's awesome.
That is.
Heady Topper. We were drinking Heady some Topper. In Vermont, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
Shit.
We were. We went to the after party. We just kind of
followed along
to the after party.
That after party. Man, that was an after party to remember. Should we get that fish girl on the show? Talk about her.
No, we shouldn't. Ooh. I should tell you a story about how I'm a good person.
All right, let's hear it.
I got a new thing for 2019, end of 2019, 2020. It's just to radiate love and be nice.
Radiate love. Be nice.
So I told you we got this all pair, right? So
yeah.
But I think this all pair is going to make me a better businessman because...
opening up your time. Pair,
I mean, basically, she's an employee. You know, I pay her to do a job.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
And maybe I haven't been the best boss, you know, or leader as far as, you know, like telling people what I want and what I expect from them and, you know, when they do right and when they do wrong. So with this whole all pair thing, when she does a great job, or, you know, I basically tell her, I was like, this is how we like things. And this is, you know, well, I tell her like, hey, you're doing a good job. We really appreciate you. I really kind of like, use a lot of positive encouragement. And I kind of, I over communicate, you know, I kind of say, hey, this is.
It's kind of your deal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of, and I think it's making me a better sort of, I'll say boss, but like, so here's for instance.
A better businessman.
I'm not one to like brag about when I do nice things for people. You know me.
Right.
I'm not gonna like.
No.
So anyway, Graham's going with me to this trip here to San Diego, and as I'm buying my ticket, it says upgrade, first class upgrade, $150.
That ain't bad.
You know what?
That ain't bad.
Let's do it. Let's do it. So I buy one, and I was like, I'll get one. And you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give it to Graham. So it'd be like, yo, you take my seat in first class. I'll sit in coach. So. We did that. That was a surprise this morning. I gave him my first class ticket.
Wow. I don't know if that makes
you
a better person, though. I don't know if that makes you a better person because you're just spending money. Like, you didn't need to do that. Like, you could have both sat next to each other and had a pleasant conversation the whole way to San Diego. Like, this is you being like, I bought a first class ticket for you, so I don't have to talk to you for the whole ride.
Yeah, it was an impulse buy, but you know what? Like, you know, Graham did a wedding with me yesterday, and he was flying to San Diego early in the morning. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat my, he's like an employee, but like, I'm going to treat my contractor right. I'm going to say, hey, you know what? Here's something nice for you, you know? And you don't see me talking about it and saying, you know, what a good job I did.
You're doing it right now. Shit. So do you think, Gavin... having an au pair is going to make you a better businessman.
I think so. I think so. Cause I am a, what do you call it?
What's the word? Will it make you a better dad?
Well, it is making me a better dad. Cause I'm not stressing out.
And you're not snapping at the kids being like, leave me alone.
And you know, here's the thing. Here's the best part about having the au pair is I didn't have to stress at all about leaving. You know, I'm going to miss my kids. But I didn't have to stress about the childcare. I was you know what? I can go to San Diego for 3 days, you know, get a room at the Marriott with the balcony, king size bed, and I don't have to worry about the kids. You know, they're in good hands. And
they are. I have
I can fly first class.
I have a special guest on air with us, real quick. Yo, you there?
I'm there, buddy.
Can you hear him?
I can hear him.
I can't hear Mike. I'm looking at your pull-out couch right now.
You can't hear Mike? Oh, that sucks.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. He can hear you, but you can hear him, but he can't hear you. That's unfortunate.
Well, I got something to say at least.
All right, let's hear it. I'll lay it out there.
So, I get a strange text from Giggles.
Uh-huh.
Saying, let me find it. Let me pull it up here.
Dead air.
Hold on a second, guys. Here we are. I got strange text.
All right, go on.
You're a real son of a bitch. What I get. That's the text. And then I'm like, what's up, dude?
Classic.
And then nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. Nothing Ghost. Back.
Ghost.
I mean, right? he really like went through me to try to broker that deal, too. And like, what am I going to do?
I'm getting there. So then I talk to Dave. And Dave tells me Mike's going to be in San Diego. I live in Los Angeles.
Yep.
So, nothing. Crickets, crickets, crickets. And then I'm like, all right, I guess I will extend, you know, the olive branch.
Sure. All you get is you SOB.
Yeah. So then I'm
he
like,
"Show me a map."
Hey, dude,
he show me a map of how long it took to get to
yeah,
San Diego.
Yeah, I'll be
from
there
LA.
Sunday through Thursday. So then I'm nothing. Crickets, nothing. Crickets, crickets. Nothing. And then he's like, "How far is that from Los Angeles?" And it's like 3.5 hours. So it's still nothing. And then I'm like, "Dave, what's the deal? Why is Giggles?
What's up with your boy?
What's going? What's going?" And then Dave's like, "Oh, he wants you to visit him and see him." He didn't have the courage to ask me, "Hey, would you visit me while I'm in San Diego?" He had to go through Dave to be like, "Hey, would you visit Mike in San Diego?"
He wants to be invited.
What is that?
He wants to feel invited.
He wants to feel invited. So this is the I texted him at I texted him this morning and I said, Giggle said to me, "Shit, I'm in San Diego, no scrap." And I said, "You never even invited him." And then he responded to me, "And I probably never will."
So there it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Just like
there
I wasn't invited is. To his wedding. You know?
Right. Ooh. I know.
I wouldn't have gone.
It's tough, man.
I wouldn't have
it's
gone.
Like hard no. to, it's hard to determine whether or not, like, and I was like talking to my wife about this, and I said, you know, Giggles is an old friend of mine. Giggles and I used to live together
for, I know.
For your audience. And
I know.
You know, old friend of mine, and I was like, if he's in San Diego, I will do my best to make the effort because that's the type of guy I am, and I would like him to feel like he's still my friend. But at the same time, no invitation, no actual like outreach to say, "Hey man, this would work. Hey, I got a place for you to stay." Any of the logistics, any sort of like,
I know.
This nothing. Could nothing. Happen. It was just like this kind of like, you know,
his argument is you never invited me to your wedding.
Yeah, that's fine. I didn't invite a lot of people.
I know
to my
you
wedding.
Didn't. He wouldn't have gone
I had a
anyway.
Very small wedding.
He wouldn't have gone anyway.
It wouldn't have gone, but it would be nice to feel invited.
Business,
you know, nice
which,
to feel wanted.
Let's be fair. The last time that he did somebody's wedding that I knew, there was some improprieties happening that I'm not going to bring on air because I don't want to air his dirty laundry. But it really wasn't cool.
I don't know anything about this.
John Colombaro's yeah. wedding. hired to be the videographer.
Oh, that was
how
a good
seriously
one.
Seriously, did he take that?
That
how
one was a good one. I will say,
I took it real seriously.
He took it seriously.
How happy he was!
Oh yeah, he took
video.
It seriously. If he did,
he was very happy.
If he did at my wedding what he did at Colombaro's wedding, I would have thrown a hissy fit.
You would have never
known. Listen, it doesn't matter how you make the dinner. It's how it tastes.
He says. He says to you, it doesn't matter how you make the dinner. It's how it tastes.
Well, I would like to see the final product of John Colombaro.
Well, the thing about
the
thing about Colombaro's wedding, the Colombaro's wedding, that John didn't want him to edit any of it. He was just like, hand over all the footage.
Which, no, he wanted basically like a, oh my God, I can't believe we're talking about this.
What did
he wanted
want?
Just like an extended cut of oh. just like clean footage.
Of just everything.
You know, like an hour and a half of just
wanted, he just wanted everything.
Smart.
Yeah, he just wanted
Mike
everything.
Mike can't edit for shit.
Oh, shit. Wow, this is getting scrappy.
It's a one-way thing. It's like, if he's saying anything about me, I have no idea what he's saying.
He's speechless, man. He is speechless.
All right. So let's ask Raph, and I have to leave in a few minutes here, but Raph basically wants to go down to Tijuana and get murdered.
I do think that would be a good idea. I think you guys should both go down to Tijuana. I think you should take a couple hours, take like a half a day, do a little Tijuana trip. It'll be great.
I swore off international travel with Giggles because the last time I went to Jamaica with him, he ran away a week early with a rash. And like, honestly, most of the time he was like cringing in the back of a car on the verge of tears when he should have been standing up to the dude that brought us there because it was his friend.
It was.
Well, it's true. It's true. We should have all stood up. We should have. We
Should all stood
Jamaica
up.
Was special. Jamaica was real special.
Well, wasn't it very like you were like. It wasn't it like a scary situation and in there?
We almost
it was
died
scary,
a lot.
But I had
we
to
almost
go there.
Died a few
I didn't
times.
Cry. I didn't complain. I didn't go home early. I did my job.
You stayed there
it's true.
After
it's true,
he left?
No, because
but
I
like
my
but you didn't have anybody
week.
To go
I
home
it
to.
For week.
I mean,
you
I think
it for
this,
2 weeks.
This is right before a week early. Before you accidentally got dumped. Or you mistaken. You told me that it wasn't going to work anymore with your ex-girlfriend.
He's
and you accidentally texted your girlfriend.
He's bringing up the time. He's bringing up the time that you texted him. when you should have been texting your girlfriend that we were breaking up.
That's cool. That's how good of a girlfriend I was.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Oh, man. It's tough to play middleman in this whole situation.
It's like party show.
Yeah, it's like a party
show. Well, I mean, does he want me to come to San Diego or not?
All right, well, let him answer the question. Giggles, do you want him to come to San Diego?
He can come to San Diego. I feel like he's got his bags packed and he's just waiting. He can't bring the dogs and he can't be on set with me.
I will say to reiterate what he just said. Yes, he does want you to come to San Diego, but he didn't really officially invite you.
Well, I'm not going unless I hear from him. Right, well, he can't hear me.
I know he can't hear you. So Tell me exactly what you want me to say to him about San Diego.
All right, tell him he can come.
He can
but
come.
He can't bring the dogs. But he can't bring the dogs.
And he can't be on set. Did you get that?
I didn't hear anything, man.
He said you can come, but you can't bring the dogs and you can't be on set.
What was the last thing he said?
You can't come on set. So I don't know.
What's
if he's,
set?
I
don't, what is he doing?
I guess he's shooting stuff at a conference.
What is he shooting?
What are you shooting out there? He wants to know what you're shooting.
Tell him after his last music theater video performance that he did for me, I may never have him shoot for me again.
Oh, man. This is getting real. This is getting scrappy. He's knocking your work, and he's saying that he doesn't want you anywhere near a camera.
Cameraman.
This is getting ugly. It's getting real ugly.
All right.
I think you should
go down there. I'll text Scrap. Right. We got a busy day of shooting tomorrow, but we want to go out tomorrow night after the shoot. So maybe he can come down tomorrow night, and we'll give him a place to sleep.
All right. He's going to text you. He wants you to come down tomorrow night, and he wants to make a big deal of it tomorrow night.
I thought he said Monday night or Tuesday night.
Monday night or Tuesday night.
Tomorrow night is Monday night.
Tomorrow is Monday night.
Yeah, but what about Tuesday night?
What
Tuesday
about Tuesday? The only day he can do Tuesday.
He can do Tuesday night. All right, Tuesday. I'm going to leave early Wednesday.
All right, Tuesday. Wednesday he's leaving. So Tuesday, if you can make it, shoot down there. You guys have a great time. You'll send him off. You'll have the morning at the hotel by yourself. It'll be great.
Oh, that's a bad idea. I feel like you would run up a room service bill.
What time do you want him to come down there Tuesday night?
Tell him I'll talk. We'll talk about this. I think Tuesday afternoon. My shoot's from like 2 to 4, and then I have the evening free.
All right, so he's done at 4.
Okay, tell him to call me tomorrow.
I think he can hear you. I think he can hear you.
You tell him to call me tomorrow like a human being. Stop treating me like the...
And he's cheating. All right. So there
we go.
I got
one more minute. Right, Graham's using his hair dryer. He's the only guy I know that uses the hair dryer.
Scrap uses the hair dryer.
If he's getting the last word, I want the last word.
All right. What's your last word?
Who, me?
I'm both of you. So, all right. Scrap, last word. Here it is.
I'm still waiting for my money from the truck.
This is a civilized society.
All right, so he
can't go around talking through Dave.
Scrap says you got to treat people with respect, and then Giggles' rebuttal is, what about the car when the battery died?
What about the what?
The truck when the battery died.
I can't understand you guys. You guys are sounding like a bunch of electronic bubbles, gibberishy.
Oh, man. This is getting real scrappy.
All right.
You guys talk to each other. I don't want to be involved in the middle of this anymore. You guys work it out. Send me pictures if it happens.
I will. Right. I got to go. I got drinks.
All right.
I got stuff going. You're going to be all right by yourself?
Yeah, I'll be cool.
All right. Later. Good show.
Is everybody gone? Everybody's gone. All right. There we go. So it's just me in here. I'm just hanging out with you for the next 45. But I got a couple of things I got lined up. So we started the show off. This is Dave and Giggles. Dave is alone. Dave is hanging out. Melissa's coming in a little bit. It's her birthday. So I'm going to get a birthday song ready for her for when she comes in. If you want to tell me what birthday song would best go with an entrance music, let me know. 718-928-9732. We lost a couple of people over the past week. I opened the show with Eddie Money with Two Tickets to Paradise, which is pretty great. Yeah, that was a Long Island zone Eddie Money, who fled pretty quick to the Bay Area and L.A., which is really funny. I find that very, very funny when somebody like just bags out on their hometown and kind of like they love him and they will always love him. I saw a whole thing about how they have like a memorialized thing in his high school, like a Hall of Fame thing in his high school. And he's just like, yeah, well, I don't really care. And Bay Area, he was like a big Bay Area. So he's like, Bay Area is my home. I find that very funny. But the other person who we lost was Daniel Johnston. If you don't know anything about Daniel Johnston, which I feel like a lot of people on Radio Free Brooklyn probably do know a little bit about Daniel Johnston, but I will say that Daniel Johnston was a manic, odd dude, a lot of problems, but had an interesting little career. He made a career out of like being crazy and writing a bunch of songs when he was really young. Which is kind of cool, but he was really crazy. There was a documentary that was made about him called The Devil in Daniel Johnston. You should go watch it. I don't know where it is, but you should go watch it. It really showcases like madness and like sheer creativity all at the same time. And I'm going to play a song that I feel like is one of his best, but one of my favorites actually. But, I think like what really made him famous was he had all that. He did all those. So he would record every song onto a tape back in like 80 something, early 80s. And on each tape, he would record a fresh track onto the tape and then go hand them out at different shows. And eventually it made its way all around. And then like in the early 90s, Kurt Cobain wore one of his shirts, which on the cover of Rolling Stone. So that kind of made him kind of famous and kind of brought him up a little bit. And then they obviously started making the documentary about him. But his songs are profoundly beautiful and really creepy at the same time. But I'm going to play Story of an Artist, Daniel Johnston. Let's see how it sounds.
What? I don't know.
What would you just read?
It's like when you go to read your own poetry, you get all choked up.
Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. Everyone and friends and family saying, hey, get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? We don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. It's a problem that you have, and this problem's made you ill. Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. The artist walks alone, someone says behind his back. He's got his gall to call himself that. He doesn't even know where he's at. The artist walks among the flowers, appreciating the sun. He does this all his waking hours,
But is it really so wrong? They sit in front of their TV, saying, hey, this is fun. And they laugh at the artist, saying he doesn't know how to have fun. The best things in life are truly free. Singing birds and laughing bees. You got me wrong, says he. The sun don't shine in your TV. Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. Everyone and friends and family saying, hey, get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? We don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. It's a problem that you have, and this problem's made you ill. Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others just like to watch the world.
So that again was Daniel Johnston. I'm with you. This is Dave and Giggles. This is Dave. I got you for like the next half an hour. I was going to play some stuff, but that stuff seems to not want to be working accordingly. So maybe it might. It's downloading, so maybe it'll get there in time. But if not, then I will just hang out with you and play some other music and hang in and have fun. So I did want to talk about a couple things, which is always fun. Me talking to myself is always fun. you can give me a call, 718-928-9732, so I don't have to talk to by myself. But I'm always down to talk by myself. It's no big deal. I came up with a couple things that made me angry. So this is going to be my angry segment. But it's like, all right, so this is the topic that I came up with. Things you hate about the internet for no good reason. I was watching a video the other day on the internet, and there's a lot of things on the internet that make me mad, but there's certain things on the internet that make me mad for no reason at all. I was watching this video of a guy catching a fish and then a shark eating that fish, and everybody goes nuts. The thing that really made me mad, that should not make me mad, was watching other people on the boat using their phone to videotape it. It just makes me really mad to watch other people like get their phone out and videotape it. And there's no reason for it, because the guy who's shooting it and that I'm watching is shooting the video himself with a phone. So there's really no reason for me to hate that. But I do. I do. I don't know why I do, but I do. Let's see. Let's see another one. another thing that really makes me mad, but and it's tough because this one kind of should make you mad a little bit, But the fact that, like, whenever you're talking about something, you'll get an ad for it. And, like, that should make you mad because people shouldn't be listening to you. But also, like, you're talking about things that sometimes you actually want. And then it'll kind of, like, narrow down, like, advertisements to things that you actually like. Shouldn't that be the case, that you should get advertisements for things that you actually would buy? Not just like McDonald's and Starbucks and Pepsi and all that other crap. Shouldn't you get advertisements dedicated to things that you actually like? Maybe not. I mean, I don't know. But it's something that really, that bothers me, that maybe it shouldn't bother me, but it probably should, in a way that we shouldn't be watching. We shouldn't be watched and listened to, which I remember a couple months ago, there, or maybe even a year or so ago, that someone bashed one of those New York City charging stations where you can also use it as like an internet thing and all that other stuff. And then the video camera caught them breaking that whole thing, like taking a bat to it or whatever. And then all of a sudden the internet blew up and be like, wait a minute, there's cameras on those? And like, yeah, there's cameras on those. And now the entire city is basically being videotaped, which is really funny because when I was in London, it was like way worse and everybody talked about it. Like that was a big topic of conversation when like talking about America versus London, like everyone in London is like, we're being monitored at all times. And they seem that it's worse than it is in America, which is interesting because I feel like you can't go anywhere in America without being, at least New York City, without being monitored. So I don't know. I don't know. I did want to play some of the new Tool album, and that will probably take up a little bit of time. But let's play a little off the new Tool album. Let's see what it sounds like, because honestly, I haven't even gotten to listen to it yet. So we're going to play a song off the new Tool album. Let's see what we want to play. This one that's not terribly long. But also, they're all so long. All right. So we're going to play Fear Inoculum. Sure. That's what we'll play. Inoculum. Fear Inoculum. That doesn't sound right, though, right? Maybe. I don't know. Well, Tool. This is Tool. Thank you. Yes. Birthday. It's birthday. Everything's on.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday. Everything's on. Yes. Everything is on. Yes. Put headphones on. Hang out, guys. We got a couple minutes. There's probably not enough headphones for everybody, but that's okay.
I actually have
extra. You probably plug them. Huh? Turn one off? Turn mics off. We're turning mics off, apparently. Okay. We're going to play some Beatles. Let's get some talking going here. Let's turn this down a little bit. All right, how was your birthday?
It was good.
You have so many people in this room, which I feel
Radio
like...
Radio Free Brooklyn sanctioned amount of people, for those of you listening.
Wait, really?
Yes, I got special dispensation.
Oh, you got a special because it's your birthday?
I bowed at the feet of the master, and I got extra people dispensation.
That's really funny.
What can I say? Well, I bowed my eyelashes
was
real
it,
nice.
Was it a conversation or an email or a text?
Oh, it was a conversation.
How'd it go?
As well as it ever does. Which was, I did not ask for permission. I said, I'm doing this.
I'm doing it. Yeah. That's the way it should be done. All right, so how was your birthday last night?
Oh, it was fun. Yeah. You didn't come.
I know. I had another birthday in Jersey I had to go to. I know.
Better friends than me.
No, not really.
Ha! So you have no excuse.
I know it is. That's why I'm here. Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Well, if you told me, I could have taken the show. You just didn't.
No, it's fine. It was just the last minute
thing. You were just feeling like, yeah,
you know.
Luke didn't come to my party either, so you can yell at him next week.
I know. He was telling me about his woes, but he's fine.
Oh, what's going on with that girl? We're talking about this later.
It's fine. I know. I'm sure he's listening to this. So
he is.
Sure. No, he's not.
He's not listening. Not.
But if it comes down to it, girls, Luke is really a dreamy guy. He's a great guy. You should hook one of these girls up with Luke.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. It's too much. It's too much.
Too close.
It's too close to home. Love Island. I think of all of them, Gracie is the one he would get along best with.
Yeah.
I actually have thought about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually have thought about this.
He's a good guy. He's a real good guy.
He's from upstate.
Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania? I gotta ask him next time he comes in.
Oh, God.
We'll make that happen.
His family currently live in upstate New York.
Yeah.
That I'm sure of.
I know. I think so. Did you guys bring beer or what?
No, I figured.
There's beer up there. Just take that beer.
Excuse you. That is for the monthly media mixer every first Sunday
There's
of the
beer
month.
On the floor,
from
too.
4 to 6 at Bogart Street. All right, so give me a
lay down of how what went down last night. Give me the best stories.
So we went to Covenhoven, as you made me say repeatedly on the air last week. And it was, you know, like a bunch of us and we got drinks. It was fun.
Any creeps? Like anybody in the corner that we invited that I invited?
No. And if there had been, I fully would have blamed you for making me talk about it on the air. So you're off the hook.
All right, so what happened? Give me a rundown. All right, you know
what?
I want a rundown of someone else who's not the birthday girl. How drunk did she get?
I was grab not a that microphone. Drunk. I had three hard ciders.
Grab a microphone.
She was very respectable.
She was respectable.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
I'm gonna mic Savannah.
How many beers did she have?
Three.
Why did you only have three beers?
They were ciders. Honey pear ciders.
Honey pear ciders. That does sound pretty good. And you only had three? What time did you get home?
I was driving.
Why were you driving?
I'm kidding. You know I can't drive.
I was going to say.
It was a block away from our apartment. Yeah, also.
She doesn't drive either. I don't know what she's talking about. So wait a minute.
I do drive.
You have a car?
Emma drives.
Tell us about driving.
Abby's learning how to drive. Abby will have her license soon.
Is everybody in the room in New York City, kids?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's in New York City. Not everybody.
Jersey.
And
Maryland.
Suburbs.
Maryland.
Savannah suburbs.
So who's not a Jersey or not a New York person? So driver.
But I can drive.
But you could drive. But you're learning how to drive.
No, I'm learning how to drive.
All right. That's real good.
It was a very low-key birthday. I'm not like a big like turn-up person. Like one of my coworkers was there and she was like, oh, well, why don't we, or my colleague, I guess, because we don't work in the same office. She was like, why don't we go do shots and do all these things? I was like, no, I'm tired.
You're 24.
I'm tired.
You're 24 years old.
Saving it for tonight.
Are you guys going hard tonight?
Yeah, we are.
Do you want me to go get liquor so you can do shots in here? I will.
Will you come to, only if you come do shots with us.
True.
I'll bring shots back. I'll bring like a bottle back.
Will
for
you
your
at
birthday,
least do one shot with us?
And I'll do a shot with you.
Shots to go.
Aww. Shots to go. I'll go get. I should have just brought some from home.
Yeah, this is what you get. You made this offer, and we'd already committed.
Nah, it's all good. I got a bottle for her. It's her birthday.
It's my birthday.
All right, why don't you just take over? I'll go get shots, then I'll come back. We'll do a shot, and then I'll drive home.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Sounds legal, right? I'm number
two. Are you driving home?
Me?
Where do you live?
I live in Ridgewood.
Yeah, where
far.
Do you live?
I'm just lazy.
Right. Where's your house?
Neighbor.
No, Ridgewood.
Ridgewood.
All right, turn the mics off.
Cute. There you go. You are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn every 24 hours, 7 days, etc., etc., etc. This is technically still Dave and Giggles. I get the vibe that Giggles was not here today, which means that he did not wish me a happy birthday. So wherever you are, Giggles, if you're listening, I'm watching you. Giggles is Dave's co-host, who is off in Colorado. If you are listening, I recently did an amazing impersonation of you where I talked about the three main things I know about you, which is that you live in Colorado, you had a vasectomy, and you have many children. So it was a great imitation. I think I did. Whoever turned the light. Ooh, we had Radio Free Brooklyn in the dark here. So you're listening to DJ Defiance here on Up Yours every Sunday at 8 p.m. I've commandeered the last 3 minutes of Dave and Giggles, which will be on next Sunday at 7, less commandeered by me. We are here. We're creating property damage. We're following studio behavior rules. I have special dispensation to have extra people in the studio. So if you're from the elite, you know I have special dispensation. I will cop to that. I will follow the very important studio behavior rules, which is a new sign that just showed up this week. And I'm breaking at least two of those rules. But the good news is I had special dispensation to break them. Yeah.
Special dispensation.
You gotta talk into the mic, put it closer to you, put it in the middle of the two of you. Like, imagine if you were like backup singer sharing a mic on like a, like, I'm not trying to say you're my backup singers. I'm just thinking like, think the Shirelles, you know, like, I always think you should think about the Shirelles. So here I am here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I have some special guests. You know who the Shirelles are? Like, Baby It's You, like,
no, we know.
Yeah.
Unrelated.
Oh, okay. We have some special guest stars here on the show today. If you'd like to introduce yourself, going in that order as I load up the technology. So introduce yourself slowly while I load things.
My name is May Kate, a.k.a. DJ Anne Arundel, throwing it back to 4 years ago in our freshman year of college. Very excited to be here tonight with DJ Defiance.
6 years ago?
Oh, shit. We're old.
Yeah, we're really old.
You're right. We were in college a while ago. Anyway, I'm going to pass it on to some of my co-hosts.
I'm Savannah. I've never had a radio show before, so I have no DJ name. So that's subject to creativity. And I'm very excited to be here on my first radio experience ever. I guess I went to the meet and greet for my colleges as the one person here who did not go to Oberlin. My own college's radio thing, and they gave us beer, and I was like, is this what college is like?
Come to Radio Free Brooklyn, we also give you beer. It's one of our many positive things. We have a lot of beer.
But then I thought maybe I wasn't cool enough. I made a whole playlist I was going to submit, but then I was maybe not cool enough. And I got distracted. Anyways, I'm going to pass it along.
I'm Gracie. Hello. I'm Gracie. I'm one of the other people here in the studio with DJ Defiance. I did college radio, but I did not have a DJ name.
I feel you missed out by not having one. Everyone should
have a
DJ name.
I had a DJ name when we did our Panic at the SCO.
Oh, also, we're going to have to go.